Welcome to the Five Writers 5 Minutes podcast, in which five writers share their top writing tips on key elements of the writing process. I'm Tristan Banks.
I'm Leanne Tanner.
I'm Sarah Armstrong.
I'm Deborah Abella.
And I'm Zanny Louise.
Today I want to talk about sort of rewriting. It's difficult to get a kid to rewrite their story. It's difficult as an adult to rewrite our stories. And something I've discovered recently is I'm thinking of it in terms of reiteration. So not necessarily just using words to rethink the story, but using images and video and music and augmented reality and drawing and all the tools that we have available to us today. You know, you've written a story and you look at it, and sometimes it's difficult to think of it in a different way. Whereas if I then go away and gather some music together for that story, the kind of music that would be on the soundtrack to that story, it gives me ideas and I start to thinking about a different mood. If I go away and put a vision board together and I gather together lots of different pictures, I start to think about the character differently, or I have an idea for the setting. I've seen recently in a project I've been doing online with schools and teachers and students, the kids have been using tools like augmented reality where, you know, they've got sort of live action and kind of animated fictional elements coming together that they can just shoot on their device. And suddenly I started sort of thinking, that's what it is, that not everybody is a wordy person like us. We're all writers. We're very wordy people. Not everyone thinks that way. Some people are visual. Some people are oral. Some people are kinesthetic learners. So people are all kinds of learners and thinkers and communicators. And I just think it's really helpful, even for the wordy amongst us, to think about this rewriting process as reiteration. What do you think, Leanne?
Yeah, no, I agree, Tristan. I often like to draw bits of the story. So one of my favourite things to do is, after I've got a first draft, or sometimes even before I've got a first draft, is to take a big bit of paper and I'll draw the main characters in the corners, and then I'll draw the lines between them that show the connections between the different characters. And they might be positive connections, they might be negative connections. So in Fledgewitch, which is my latest book coming out in a few weeks, there's a connection between Brim and Snort, because Brim is the only one who can remember Snort for more than a few seconds. There's another connection between the two of them, because Brim smells of home, which stops Snort panicking. So I draw these in, and then I draw the connections between the other characters too. And by the end of it, I've got something that looks a bit like one of those maps of flight paths of aeroplanes. And it helps me see where the strong parts of the story are, and which bits need to be stronger, where there aren't enough connections. And plus, the drawing's really fun. So that's kind of my favourite thing to do.
Interesting. I do that a little bit too. Like, I'll get a big sheet of butcher's paper and I use words a bit, and I'm sort of putting some of the action down, but then I'm drawing lines between the characters and trying to find ways to make more connections, because it's so, you know, when you're reading a book, it's so lovely when you suddenly get to it and you go, oh, those two characters are actually being connected all along. But you sometimes need to plan that. One thing I do is talk my story out to someone else, like either you guys or my partner, who's also a writer, or just anyone really, my daughter. And having to articulate my story verbally will often take me deeper into the story. And because I think storytelling, like oral storytelling, is a very different thing to banging words together on the page, if you like. So that's sort of one different way I'll tackle things. And you know, when you were talking, Tristan, I realised I do like to just go and visit the locations where my stories are set, and I tend to write them in places that are set near me. And I'll just go and sit there and hang out and soak it up and notice things and let the feel of the setting enter me that way, that I hope will then come back in words. But I like the idea of a vision board. I've actually never done that, but I think I might do that. I sometimes just get a photo of a setting and just stick it on Scrivener, which is the program I use, and sort of look at that, but not a vision board as such. But I do like
I like it too. And I think it's since meeting you, Tristan Banks, many decades ago, and hearing you talk about the different ways you try to evoke the story, and that you listen to it, you have a soundtrack for each novel. And it was only really hearing you say that I thought, actually, that sounds like a brilliant idea. So once I come up with a character and I've got an inkling of who they are, what really, really helps me then is to just search online. What does this character look like? I'll put on in some basic sort of characteristics of that particular character, and then I'll find a picture and I think, that's them. And sometimes just seeing an image of a character in my head helps me get to know that character twice as well, you know. And then, of course, as I write, I'll get to know them super, super well. Music is also a good thing for me too, but it's more visuals for me. Like it's, I know sometimes I will put on a bit of music to get into a mood for a chapter or into a scene. I can't have it going while I'm writing. I need then just to be inside that story while I'm writing. But to set a scene for me or to set the mood for that chapter, it's super, super beautiful. And again, like you, Sarah, I either go to that place if I can, or I'll find images of that place and from multiple angles, multiple videos, and that helps me with my world building.
I like to think of the manuscript while you're writing it as like this living thing, you know, like it's absorbing the sounds around you, that little piece of thing you heard on the radio. Yeah. So when I wrote Queenie and the Seven Moves, I went into this, it was kind of like a trance almost. As I was writing, I was absorbing all the songs that my kids were listening to in the background and the little quips they would make and the way they talked and all of that just came in. And so it's kind of that novel particularly is really a timestamp of that January, you know, when it was written. Another thing that I do, and I've spoken about this before, is creating like a vision journal, a visual journal. So putting on some music, going into a kind of a liminal space where you're just like there with cutting out and collage and a pen or something that's easy to write with that just comes quite fluidly, and just letting my imagination wander as I create the world around the story. And I find that gives my story so much more depth and gives me so much more material to work with as I'm writing them. But another thing, particularly with Queenie, is that it's got this music element to it. So Queenie's writing the song as she goes through the story. And then at the end of the story, my husband put music to it. We recorded it in a professional music studio with Brett Canning. And we've got this wonderful singer, Jamie, singing the songs. So kids can go to the back of Queenie, scan the QR code and actually listen to the songs that Queenie wrote through the book. And when I show kids that, they really love it. Like it's really bringing the story to life in different ways. So I love that stories can take all shapes and forms at the writing end, but also at the book end.
Yeah,
cool. And there's never been a better time to use all these tools, right? And I think we know as writers that all of these things come to bear on the rewriting process. But I think sometimes we can think that the rewriting is only the bit where we get the words on the page, which is very important, yes. But it's fed and it's only really a result of all this other stuff we do, of visiting locations, of gathering music, of drawing, of doing visual journals, of all these other things that we've spoken about today. So hopefully we're helping you to redefine the idea of rewriting, make it more fun, give it more flow, and just, I don't know, make it enjoyable. Writing should be enjoyable, not painful. So thank you very much. This is the Five Writers 5 Minutes podcast. I hope you got insights from today and we've been useful to you. Go and listen to all our other episodes. We're on YouTube and we're on all the podcast apps. So thanks very much and see you later.
See you later.
Bye. Bye.